We're talking about the comments that were made by the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, Donald Sterling, who made, in a private conversation with his then-girlfriend, made a number of statements asking her not to post Instagram photos of herself with black people, not to bring them to the games. The NBA has launched an investigation, and we're asking what you think the NBA should do. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Muhammad. You're on Kello.
Okay, well, first of all, I think they should ban the guy from being in the league. But I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at the basketball players.
Why are you mad at the basketball players?
Because they're pathetic. They're black, and he's dissing them, and they're looking for him. Okay, imagine, where are you? Are you white or black?
I am white.
Okay, what if you had a black boss, and he's dissing white people, putting him down? Would you work for him?
Well, it might depend on the situation there. Would I look for other work if I had the opportunity? Of course I would.
This guy, I'm sure, like Chris Paul, I'm sure he has millions of dollars. He can quit, but he has no honor. It's pathetic. It's a disgrace. It's an embarrassment to the black race. I'm a Muslim, and if my Christian boss was talking shit about Muslims, I'm going to give him the middle finger and quit. this is just sad.
It is sad. Absolutely, it's sad. I totally agree with you about that. And now it's worth saying there are a lot of players that are speaking out here who are,
nobody's quitting. It's just, I'm not disgusted. Okay, the guy's racist. You know, I'm used to racist people. I'm not disgusted. I'm disgusted by the players. They're disgusting. You know, they have no self-respect. They have no dignity at all. And this guy, they're not working at McDonald's, you know, making $8. They can afford to quit and go somewhere else.
I totally understand what you're saying.
You know, it's just sad. I'm not mad at the guy. He's an idiot, of course, but, you know. But I think we should focus on the players and their character.
Well, but in fairness, these guys are contracted. This isn't like, you know, you or me being able to.
Remember Muhammad Ali? Remember Muhammad Ali?
Of course.
In Vietnam?
Of course.
Yeah, so Chris Paul should be Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad, I'm glad you called. Thanks for sharing your point of view. 336-1320 is my number. 1-800-228-4435. If you want, you can text your comments to me this morning. Just text them to 35270 and start your text with my name, Greg, and then I'll share those coming up as well. Or give us a call, 336-1320. What does the NBA do with this? As I mentioned, they've launched an investigation. They're taking a wait and see attitude, which is really what they have to do. But the audio is pretty damning. I mean, you listen to it, and there, you know, some are saying, well, it's possible that this could have been rigged, that this is doctored, and you listen. It certainly doesn't sound like that. 336-1320 is our number. What should the NBA do here? Does the NBA just, as some have said, let the market take place, take care of it? Because it's already been suggested with the Clippers now headed into the playoffs. It's already been suggested that there'll be a lot of empty seats as a result of what Sterling said. Will the fans just take care of it themselves? 336-1320. Good morning, Howard. You're on Kello.
What's this deal? No freedom of speech anymore? This is a private conversation. The like hate Gestapo is taking away people's jobs nowadays. What is this America?
You think the reaction here to his comments is what, unfair?
I think there is a lot of hate on the other side.
The other side. What do you mean by that?
I think that our president and all these people, I think they hate people and they are like chasing people down with the IRS and they're punishing people. And
we talk about the U.S. government. We talk about those things. What in the world's that got to do with this, though?
It has everything to do with it. They're teaching hate. We didn't have this before we got this president. They are teaching hate every day.
We didn't have racism?
I'm not saying we didn't have some racism. I'm saying racism is five times as bad as it was 5 years ago.
This thing with Donald Sterling, you know I'm no fan of the presidents. This thing with Donald Sterling has nothing to do with him. This is all about how Donald Sterling feels and thinks.
So what? It was a private conversation. Who cares? Him and his girlfriend. His girlfriend gets pissed off at him and sends this little... So the guy is jealous. He's a jealous boyfriend.
No, that's not what he's talking about on the tape. He's not talking... That's not jealousy. I know jealousy when I hear it. And you listen to that tape. That's not jealousy. I mean, when he says... It bothers me that you want to broadcast that you're associating with black people. Do you have to? That's not jealousy, Howard. That's hatred. That's hatred of black people. He says, you can sleep with black people. You can bring them in. You can do whatever you want. The little thing I ask you is that you not promote it on Instagram and not bring them to my games. Again, that doesn't sound like jealousy. That's at work to me there at all. I do understand why people are saying this is a private conversation. And now Sterling is facing all of this with the NBA as a result of a conversation that he had with someone that he obviously trusted. Would the NBA be wrong to act on that? That's at least, I think, is a fair question to ask. 20 minutes before. If you're just joining us this morning, talking about the comments by Donald Sterling, who's the owner of the LA Clippers, and a private conversation that he had with a former girlfriend has really ignited a big controversy over statements that he made, asking her not to... not to post photos on Instagram of herself with black people, not to bring them to the Clipper games. The NBA now has launched an investigation, and some are calling for the NBA either to either convince Sterling to sell or to force him to sell. What do you think the NBA should do? 336-1320 is our phone number. 1-800-228-4435. Ron sent me a text message. He said, none of this makes a lot of sense. The owner is telling a black woman not to be seen with other blacks. He said, the league should just let the marketplace decide. What are your thoughts on it? Should the league just let, because believe me, there will be repercussions for this. And there already is fallout. And Muhammad had called earlier to talk about the players and the reaction to what they're doing. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Hi, Jeff, you're on Kello.
Hey, Greg, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Jeff.
Say, I was just telling Brownie, I heard there was some embezzlement tied to this subway? I don't, you know, I'm not getting the whole story here. And
There are lawsuits. He's got a lawsuit against this former girlfriend that's already pending.
This is a former girlfriend, not...
Correct.
Oh, okay. So there's a little animosity here.
Yeah, but no question about that. Because I don't think anybody who would release something like this obviously is doing it to damage the person.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I agree his comments were, you know, they're not good by any means. I'm not linking myself to them by any means, but again, it's between a man and a woman, and I didn't think it was really, you know, any of our business, really. I mean, if this guy is known to be that way, he probably shouldn't own a team that, you know, most of the participants are African-American. I think it's probably really not the right thing to be done, but, you know. Again.
Well, and that's why I think you got the league involved here, and totally agree. It was a private conversation, but not anymore. Now it's very public. What does the NBA do?
Do you think by any way this gal baited him into this conversation?
No.